Adventure and travel stories are quite common on media platforms these days. However, this one I'm going to tell you about is quite different. Here's this 6-year-old boy who traveled to Ghana in West Africa as a baby about 4 or 5 years ago with his parents. And he's now written a book on his trip to Ghana. So, how can a child who made a trip as a 1-year-old recollect anything about his family holiday to write a book on it? I'm sure it's a question you undoubtedly ask. Well, here's the child author himself. His name is Zion Nyakpu, and he lives in Perth. Here is him.
The title of my book is Going to Ghana. It's about my adventure in Africa as a baby. I was only a baby when we went to Ghana, but I remember a lot of things that we did and ate in Ghana. I remember because we have photos and videos, we've been talking about it, and now I'm making a book about it, so it'll be very nice to read it. But I like all the pictures in there, especially with the one when I was a baby and my poppy was holding me when we were at the airport about to leave to go into the airplane to go all the way to Ghana. And I remember having fan ice cream, and I remember picking the mango off the tree when I wasn't allowed to and it wasn't ripe yet. People should read the book because it's very interesting and I think they'll like it, and I think it's worth buying it to show to the rest of the family. I'm looking forward to go to Ghana again. When I get there, I'll have bow fruit and eat plantain and have lots of yummy things, and we'll do lots of exciting things. And on the way to Ghana, we'll actually go to Singapore and London. And maybe in London, we might get to see Big Ben and go on the underground. And yes, I want to see the Queen at Buckingham Palace. This book is available everywhere. Kobo, iBooks, Amazon, everywhere.
Yeah, that was child author Zion Nyakpu, who has written a short travel book titled Going to Ghana. Now, I speak with his dad, Philip. Tell me about your child, a 6-year-old boy who has written a book on his maiden travel to Africa. And the book is selling quite well on Amazon.com.
That's correct. Zion, his name. He's 6 years and full of energy. We spend a lot of time together as a family. He's very curious. He's always asking questions. He's fun to be with.
How did the idea of him putting these things on paper to write a book come about? Did it come from you or from the child himself?
It was as a result of conversations that we've been having as family. So it actually started as a school project. So we were helping him to tell a story about himself, his experiences. And what we found out was that the answers he was giving, the stories he was telling, went way beyond what was being asked. And then at some point, we just thought, well, let's make it more practical, because we wanted to teach him that even while in school, what he does should have a practical value and an application, and also, if possible, that people can actually enjoy it. So we thought, let's turn this into a book, and we explained the process to him, and he was on board, very excited, and it took us quite a long time, very enjoyable to be able to put it together.
So what's the structure of this book? Tell me about the fact that he put these stories together looking at holiday photos and from dinner table conversations with his parents.
Well, the structure is really simple. And in the book, we started by establishing the important fact that Zion was only a baby, 1 year old, when we took him to Ghana in West Africa. So we try to establish that, look, it's not necessarily possible for anyone who is a baby, 1 year old, to remember much. And he was just able to grab the idea that it is still his story, regardless of the fact that he was young back then. And looking at, say, the tyranny of distance between Australia and Africa, and just how things were for him, he was always curious to want to know more, to be able to make sense out of things he experienced, as well as many photos and videos that we kept going over from time to time.
This whole book is about your holiday in West Africa, and the photos and videos and all the memories that you have, as well as dinner time conversations and conversations at home. Zion decided that, I can put these things together as a school project, and eventually it turned out to be a book. Is that how it went?
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Stories in the book start at Perth International Airport, and I've seen a photo of Zion with his grandparents before his trip. How will people around him in Perth see this boy?
Well, that's another part of our life that is a blessing, because he is very, very close to the grandparents, because they live like 5 minutes drive from us. It's very rare that a day will go by without him seeing his grandparents. To him, his grandparents are like an extension of his parents.
All right, Zion obviously likes to see the photos of places in Ghana he visited as a toddler. What are some of his favorite places that he likes to talk about several years after his trip to Africa?
Well, I would say that would have to include the chocolate factory. He often talks about that a lot, but also the cocoa farm, because we taught him that the chocolate, you know, originates from the cocoa farm. And he loves going to the beach as well, spending time there. So he's just so full of energy, and he's just happy to be outdoors and with people. And everyone is his friend, especially those who are older than him. So he's just a very dynamic little person.
I know he must be a very intelligent boy, because he's now able to make a connection between the city he lives in now, which is Perth, and the place he visited in Ghana. I'm talking here about something to do with the Queen of England. Tell me this story.
This is one of the things that was quite fascinating in the book, because, again, he wasn't old enough to be able to read and to know that Queen Elizabeth planted a tree in Ghana. But this is one of the photos we are often looking at and talking about. And then it turns out, once he was able to read, we took him to the King's Park in Perth, and he observed this other tree. And then once he understood that the Queen planted that tree, he said to himself, well, how is it the Queen planted a tree in Ghana, which in his mind is far away, and that's a fact. And then also the Queen did the same thing in Perth. And does the Queen just plant trees wherever she goes? Yeah. You know, it was fascinating that he was able to make something out of that, which again became part of the book. And then he slowly, you know, began to see that, right, he comes from different parts of the world, but these parts of the world also have a connection that is established within him, you know. So he just has become such a enlightened and quite self-confident person.
Is he planning his next adventure to Africa anytime soon, and when could that possibly be?
Well, it is, can we say, embarrassing how long it's taken us to take him back to Ghana and to Africa, because as soon as he could understand a lot of things with photos and videos and the family conversations, he starts asking, when are we going again? When are we seeing this person? And what about that place? When am I going to see it again with my own eyes? I want to be able to touch it. I want to, you know. So eventually it forced us to try to save money and go back to Ghana. So it is something we have planned for a little bit later this year. He's going back to Ghana to revisit all of these places.
I hope he will not be limiting his next trip to West Africa only. Who knows? It could be the beginning of a series of books for children on African holiday adventures, much like the Lonely Planet series.
That is, should I say, a dream, even yes. if it's half a dream at the moment. But as a family, we are taking it one day at a time.
Where can one get the book?
The book is available everywhere. In fact, like Zion himself says on his Facebook page, he says the book is available everywhere, on Amazon, on Kobo, on Barnes & Noble, iBooks, essentially everywhere. In fact, if you just type Going to Ghana on the internet with Zion as the name, you should be able to find ebook stores around the world where it is sold. And he's got a website as well, which is iozion.com. So that's I for India, O for Oscar, and Zion, his name. So iozion.com.